Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli Minor, and it's a pleasure to be with you today. This is our first Blog Talk Radio show, and we're very excited to be airing Mind, Your Body, and Spirit as part of Blog Talk. We know that there are many, many people who are excited about Mind, Your Body, and Spirit beginning to air through the internet source. So we actually are going to have an interview with Dr. Albert Sanchez today. And I'm going to back up a moment just to give you a little bit of information first. Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show is brought to you by the Healthy Referral Newspaper. We have for 24 years been educating the public about preventive natural health, personal growth. So it's something that is very, very close to our hearts. And today's interview we felt we would go ahead and do with Dr. Albert Sanchez, who has been in our life for about close to 20 years. And Dr. Sanchez is doing interesting, compassionate, wonderful things. And I would just like to give you a few pieces of information about Dr. Sanchez. He is actually a person who is dedicated to cancer, not only cancer, but to help people with all forms of illnesses and diseases. But what I'd like to just simply say is that he realized his dream to create a unique opportunity for people to take care of themselves in a way that is easier for them, that is less expensive. He actually has a PhD in education and in holistic studies with more than 38 years dedicated to chronic degenerative diseases and cancer research. Dr. Sanchez speaks from his heart. We have had so many opportunities, wonderful conversations with him, and we are going to go ahead and begin our interview with Dr. Sanchez. Are you there, Dr. Sanchez?
I'm on the line.
Hey, there you are.
Okay.
This new process of Blog Talk Radio, it's got very interesting the last half hour. But anyway, Dr. Sanchez, we agreed that we would go ahead and share information about the Moringa, or we could say Moringa tree. This is definitely something that's close to your heart. And Tom and I, having had the opportunity through this past, year and a half or two, to be having conversations with you and learning more about the Moringa and taking opportunity to put the information in the Healthy Referral Newspaper as well as other methods, this is a great opportunity for the listeners to go ahead and just hear a little bit about, you know, what is this Moringa tree?
Well, before I explain the Moringa tree, you know, like you said before, I've been involved in the field of cancer, and we have a lot of things that are very, very good for cancer, and we continue to search for things that are better for cancer yet. And at the same time, we become aware that there are so many different diseases and so many different illnesses that human beings suffer from, which can literally be wiped out by following some simple procedures and using simple little plants. You know, and in the olden days, if we had a stomach ache or intestinal problems, our grandmothers would go outside and get what they called the good weed that they planted for intestinal problems, and your intestinal problems were gone with a little tea. Well,
exactly.
I had come to the conclusion that man was not smart enough to save himself from the things that we're doing to the planet. That is before I heard about the Moringa tree. And the Moringa is so good. You know, it is said that it prevents 300 diseases. That's some prevention. And in resolving, we have about 55 different diseases that we know that it resolves. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to ask you just to keep an open mind when you're listening to me on this miracle tree, because I'm saying that when I learned about it, I immediately funded another foundation, which is called Saving, Feeding, and Healing the Planet. Because if we look at the planet, in the tropical regions of the world, you have the most poverty. And we have around 2 billion people that live on $2 or less a day. Okay. What can they do to save themselves when you have to think of food first, water second, medications, they come in last because that $2 won't stretch. So what we have to provide is information in terms of how people can help themselves. And if you look at Moringa, and we call it the miracle tree, and you know, a few weeks ago, I was going to do a radio show in Mexico, and this lady told me, did you realize that the Moringa tree is in the Bible? And I said, yes, tell me more. And while I was doing the radio show in Mexico, I mentioned the fact that I had been told that it was in the Bible. Well, the gal that was doing the interview took up the Bible, and sure enough, an Eucalyptus, I think there was a chapter, I may have that wrong, number 21, in the Bible, it says that there will be famine and the miracle tree will appear and save human beings from it. Well, I've studied this tree for so long, and I've researched it in terms of what it is being used for. If you look at medical problems that human beings have, 70% of the income of doctors is respiratory. Moringa wipes out respiratory disease, particularly allergies, very, very quickly. And if you look at in terms of your blood pressure, if your blood pressure is normal, your chances of dying of anything are very, very poor. And so the idea is to keep blood pressure that is very, very adequate. And the Moringa does that.
Well, what I find also with all this, of the information that I've read and that we've shared with people, we refer to it as the Moringa tree. And the amazing part about it, Dr. Sanchez, is that every part of this tree is useful. So we're about, you know, the leaves, the roots, the branches, and that's something, too, that I wanted to just, you know, briefly touch on. So can you tell a little bit about the fact that, you know, every part of it is useful?
When we say it's useful, it's edible. And the number one problem in this world is malnutrition. Every 5 seconds, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, a person has died of malnutrition. And add to that, then in another 5 seconds, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, another person has died because they drank contaminated water. Mm-hmm. The leaves of the Moringa are so fabulous. The reason that they're so good medically is because they're loaded with all the vitamins that a person would need for good health. But more important than that, all the essential amino acids for human life are found in the Moringa. Now, when we talk about getting clean water, the leaves of the Moringa, when you talk about them being used for food, they can be used for salads, cereals, and soups. So you could sustain life in a very healthy manner with Moringa by itself. What we've done is we put the Moringa in capsules so that it could be made into teas or it could be taken as capsules. We've also taken it and made it into a liquid form because the number one cry in America is lack of energy. The Moringa, 1 ounce of that liquid provides you with a beautiful part of the energy needs that you need for a day.
Now the one thing that you were, I think, going to get a little bit more into, but so are we saying that the Moringa leaves are actually a purifier for the water?
They're actually a way to clean dirty water and purify it and make it clean water to be able to drink on it. I have just written a book on it. I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
I've just written a book on all the uses of the Moringa, but one of the things that I'm going to ask every listener that is listening, I'm going to ask you one thing. Don't believe anything that I've said until you check it out yourself. If you go to PubMed.gov, PubMed.gov, that is a government website on all different medicines and different therapies for known diseases in the U.S. It's a government website, and you know the government is not very much for alternative health anyway. But if you look at that website, there's a friend that is putting that information there. There are over 240 articles on how good the Moringa is for human life. One of the things that really chokes me up is the fact that Moringa is now also being used to treat AIDS. Can you believe that we've had this epidemic for 40-some years, and all of a sudden in the horizon there is something that's very, very good for AIDS?
Well, and again, Dr. Sanchez, this is another example of how our planet, our universe, our Earth, people can say it, you know, many ways. We can also say that the creator, whatever that is for someone, you know, that creative energy has put everything that's needed on this planet. And we have allowed, you know, certain entities to lead us so far away from our natural instincts and the natural ways of doing things. And now, with that said, you know, that's really the energy that's behind, you know, everything that you've been doing all these years and everything that we as the Healthy Referral and many beautiful people out there who are committed to telling the truth, which is so buried under a lot of, you know, what Western medicine wants to have people believe. So with something like the Moringa, and we're talking about the edibility of it and the uses of it from one end of the spectrum to the other, is purely another example of how we have everything we need, and it is about educating and informing people, just like this interview, so that people can learn, because the average person today, you know, just doesn't realize that they don't have to be sick, you know, that they don't have to get cancer. they don't have to take on, the way I say it, these different forms of diseases if they have the information to help them.
Well, you know, it. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Go ahead.
Well, you know, cancer used to be one out of every 1,000 people, then it was one out of every 700, then it was one out of every 300. Today, cancer is one out of every 3 women have cancer in a lifetime. One out of every 2 men have cancer in a lifetime. And, you know, men particularly have prostate cancer, and there's a product out there that's known as Prostacel that's excellent for prostate cancer. Yet you have all these men dying that don't have to die. And I had a lady doctor who is one of my favorite doctors in the whole universe, and she operates out of Oklahoma, and she came and gave a talk to the Cancer Control, which is the largest meeting of cancer patients and doctors in Los Angeles, and her opening remarks were this, and I want you to listen to them. Her opening remarks were, people do not die of cancer. They die because they lack information. Isn't
Absolutely.
That something?
And because they lack information, they make choices, you know, based on that lack of information. They're being, you know, pressed into doing things like, you know, more harsh therapies, whether we're talking about chemotherapy, radiation, et cetera. They don't realize that there is a whole other way of doing it. And the fear, you know, Dr. Sanchez, the fear factor is what, you know, is used so often. So you have these people and they're being, you know, somewhat forced out of the fear that's embedded in them, and they grab the first thing that they're told, which is not healing. You know, radiation, and this is my opinion only, radiation and chemotherapy are not healers. They do not heal.
Well, one of the things that happens throughout our lives is that life is nothing but a learning experience. And if we don't learn, and people will say, most people go around their happy life, and I was that way. You know, I was very content with my life, the way it was going, had a good family, and then all of a sudden my wife came down with cancer, and I really realized how ignorant I was in terms of it. But the more I called around the world to try to find something for her, the more I realized that the ignorance that I had was prevalent in almost 100% of the calls that I made. And at that point, I decided that come what may with my wife, that I would never stop until we found the answer to cancer. And that's where I've dedicated my life, you know, to the Poly MBA and everything else that I've done. But it hasn't been easy, because the people that I expected the least resistance from were the people that I had the most resistance from, and that was the government. I thought everybody would welcome something that would be beneficial. But
right.
If you look at what's happening in our society in terms of illness, money dictates what any therapy is, and truth becomes a lie, and a lie becomes truth as long as you repeat it over and over. And so that's why doing this radio show, I said, do not believe anything that I say, because I could be a charlatan too. But go down to PubMed.gov and find out about this product. Now, this is not going to be the end of the conferences that we will have with Healthy Referral, because I know the people at Healthy Referral are very, very interested in disseminating the information that we have worldwide. And if you'll call them for different products of different sorts that we have. And one of the things that we try to do is make it where people don't have to choose between their food and their medicine. And ironically, the way it is with the high cost of medicine today, a lot of people have no choice but to make a choice. And that should not be it. We want people to have the correct information. Then you do what you want to do with the information. Because your body belongs to you. It doesn't belong to your relatives. It doesn't belong to your kids. It doesn't belong to your doctor. It belongs to you. And you are to make the final decision. And that's why we ask you to research things out for yourself so that you know what are some of the things that are good and what are some of the things that are not. And I know that your website will be opened, just like our website is, to the information so that people can get the information they need in order to make intelligent decisions. You know, a lot of people say, well, my doctor told me this. Do you realize that in the last 2 years, there's been a product in the market for cancer patients that have breast cancer? It is called Avastin. And 2 years later, after having it approved by the FDA, it's turned out to be that it's a useless product, and that if you did not take anything, you would have lived 5 times longer.
And, of course, well, that's, just so listeners realize, which they probably already do, that's a drug, correct?
That's correct. And I've seen nobody go to jail. I've seen nobody being charged. There were billions of dollars made. The panel of the FDA said, don't approve it for breast cancer. But the head of the FDA did it anyway. And you know how many billions of dollars it brought into the coffers of the pharmaceutical companies?
Yes, and now you're mentioning something that is, again, another example of, you know, why we're all doing what we do. You know, basically, Dr. Sanchez, people want solid answers. You know, they want solid answers to their health issues. And for them, you know, there's there's nothing more important than having, you know, the health that they deserve. And more people are waking up and they're realizing something's not right. You know, something isn't right that I need to pop a pill for everything or take an injection for everything or take radiation for everything. So there is a wakening up that's happening. And for all of us to, in 2012, which is very interesting to see that we have arrived at 2012, and there are awesome things that are already starting and have been going on since the tail end of 2011. So I know that as you've been doing what you're doing, and you mentioned something just a few moments ago about how you have put things together out of the consciousness of really helping people be able to help themselves.
Well,
so, you know, when I look at the some of the products and the cost of the products, it's just amazing how, you know, you have chosen, because I'll use that word, to keep prices at a level where, like you said a moment ago, that people don't have to choose between, you know, what they also have to have in their life and adding something like whatever they might choose. So as far as the ability to find out more about the Moringa, Dr. Sanchez did mention, you know, you are welcome to go to www.healthy, moringatreeandreferral.com. We have a page on there. You can actually just put in Moringa or Moringa Tree in the search box, and it will pull up a page that has some of the information. And again, that's www.healthyreferral, spelled R-E-F-E-R-R-A-L.com. Put in Moringa or Moringa Tree in the search, and some information will come up for you, basically what Dr. Sanchez has been sharing with you today. And please give us a call with any information that you might need or questions that you have. And that number is 216-533-2273. Again, 216-533-2273. And for those who prefer email, please feel free to email us. And that address is marchiacm, as in Mary, at yahoo.com. Again, it's marchiacm, as in Mary, at yahoo.com. So, Dr. Sanchez, we're getting close to coming toward the end of the show. We still have about 4 or 5 minutes. So, in conclusion, what would you say your most important message is for the people listening to the show?
Well, I think that the old saying, and it's been around for a long time, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And that holds true for all of us if we really want to prevent any catastrophic disease from occurring. Throughout this show, I've had a friend that I scheduled to see me at 2 o'clock, and here our show was going to be at 2:30. And I really thought I had scheduled him at 10. But anyway, he's a lot younger than I am, and I figure his mind's a little sharper than mine. And before he sat down, we hadn't seen each other for about, he says 15 years, I say 20. And but
wow.
his first words out of his mouth were, "You don't look any different than you did 15 years ago." And he said, "In fact, you even look better." And he said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Well, I'm taking some stem cells, and because those are very good for rejuvenation." And he said, "Do they really work?" And I said, "Well, you're looking at what works and what doesn't work, right? You're actually deciding yourself." So I think that people that are listening to your show and will continue to listen to it are in for a huge surprise in terms of what they can do to help themselves, not only to lead a healthy life, but a happy life, because you really can't lead a happy life if you're sick. And
absolutely.
You really can't do the things that you need to do if you're in constant pain. And later, in one of the later shows, we'll talk about one of the products we've developed also, which is called Never Pain. And we've also developed something that is in everybody's mind, is how to lose weight, right, without having another disease crop up because of the things that you're doing to lose weight. And we'll talk about that in a later program. But
well, you know, yeah, we have to have we have 60 seconds remaining. So what was interesting when you were talking about, you know, happiness and health, you notice that these words all start with an H. You have healthy, you have happiness, and you have humor, which to me, I've said many times through the years, I call it H and H, but I just realized that there's H, H, and H. But anyway, humor for health, which is another thing. You know, being happy, like Dr. Sanchez mentioned, is really, in my opinion, the key to overall well-being. Fun, you know, the word fun, enjoying life. And how you can do that is by being healthy. You've heard it many times. You cannot step over your health, because if you do, or if you try to do that, And we're going to go because they're telling us 10 seconds. So, Dr. Sanchez, thank you so much. And we will talk to you again very, very soon.
You're very welcome. And good luck with your program because I think it's needed very, very much in our country.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And we'll talk to you soon. And callers, you can call 216-533-2273. Thanks for listening.